Mississippi leads pro-life effort to support moms, babies after end of Roe v. Wade. By Penny Starr on July 19, 2022. Mississippi is setting an example for post-Roe v. Wade law by passing legislation to help women deal with unplanned pregnancies and their born children. Republican Governor Tate Reeves signed the Pregnancy Resource Act, which will provide a dollar-for-dollar tax credit for businesses that donate to Pregnancy Resource Centers, PRC. The credit is set at 50% of the taxpayer's state tax burden, with an annual cap of $3.5 million. The law, HB 1685, is the first of its kind in the U.S., according to Reeves. Mississippi will continue to take all available avenues to build and promote a culture of life, Reeves said at the time. This means supporting mothers, passing pro-family laws, and strengthening community support systems. We know that to be truly pro-life, we cannot only be anti-abortion, Reeves stated via his official Facebook page upon signing the Pregnancy Resource Act. This bill will help expecting mothers get the resources they need in a safe, well-equipped environment. Every life is precious, Reeves wrote. And as these laws begin to take hold, pro-life advocates are expressing their support for continuing their ongoing efforts to make sure women and their babies have the help they need. Just as the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision couldn't resolve the complex issue of abortion, government alone cannot address all the reasons that lead a woman to have an abortion. Jameson Taylor, Director of Policy and Legislation Affairs for the American Family Association, said in a statement. The nonprofit sector, and the relationships and community support that nonprofits and churches provide, must be part of the answer. Pregnancy resource centers are on the front lines helping women facing an unexpected pregnancy, said Taylor, who helped craft the legislation. By supporting the efforts of PRCs to provide concrete and compassionate assistance to women in need, the state of Mississippi is investing in private sector solutions that can complement what the state is already doing to assist these women. Reeves also issued a statement about the work PRCs do. Pregnancy resource centers and crisis pregnancy centers do a tremendous job of helping primarily low-income women who are facing incredible challenges, the statement said. These nonprofits offer free sonograms, pregnancy tests, counseling on options, and more. These centers receive no government funding and are nonprofits that are fully reliant on donations from individuals and business owners, the statement continued. The Pregnancy Help News website reported on the work that PRCs do. Mississippi has more than 30 pregnancy centers that provide pregnancy help to women and families, a report from local outlet The Daily Leader said. In 2019 alone, these organizations provided $1.9 million in services and materials to more than 12,000 people. Data from that same year compiled by the Charlotte Lozier Institute found that the then roughly 2,700 pregnancy centers nationwide served almost 2 million people, at an estimated total value of services and material assistance of nearly $270 million. Estimates since have the number of pregnancy help centers in the U.S. approaching 3,000, the website said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.